Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 10,
日本語道場
The Fortunes of Rain in Japan.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Akihiro です。
Naomi sensei.
はい。
What are we going to talk about today?
Fabrizio の傘です。
The new umbrella course.
はい。
That's what it's come down to. Basically, yeah, every conversation focuses on the umbrella, 傘. So...If nothing else, you will learn how to say umbrella in Japanese.
this lesson is actually a review lesson.
So designed to reinforce what you've learned up until this point. A few things. If you don't see the way this was written, then we definitely did our jobs because this was written in such a way that all the grammar was hidden so you wouldn't realize what you're being taught.And although we are using the same kind of things over and over, there are grammar points woven in so that you can't see them or don't notice them. So, with that said, we're going to go through this review exercise. Now, listen to the conversation, and when you're through, stop by, leave us a post. Let us know if you like what you had so far up until this point with the newbie lessons. So, with that said, are we ready, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
Akihiro-san?
Hi.
Okay, here we go.
傘です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。じゃあまた。
ありがとうございました。
ない。私の傘。バニーズニューヨークの傘。ない。
え？あれはファブリッツィオの傘ですか？ごめん。いくらですか？
28,000円。
28,000円？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
傘です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。じゃ、また。
ありがとうございました。
ない。私の傘。バーニーズニューヨークの傘ない。
え？あれはファブリッツィオの傘ですか？ごめん。いくらですか？
28,000円。
28,000円。
今度は英語が入ります。
傘です。どうぞ。
Please take this umbrella.
ありがとうございます。じゃあまた。
Thank you. See you then.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
ない。私の傘、バニーズニューヨークの傘、ない。
My umbrella is missing. My umbrella. My Barney's New York umbrella. My umbrella is missing.
え？あれはファブリッツィオの傘ですか？ごめん。いくらですか？
Oh, was that your umbrella, Fabrizio? Sorry. How much was it?
28,000円.
It was 28,000 yen.
28,000円?
28,000 yen. Akihiro-san.
はい。
What did you think of today's conversation?
ファブリツィオは人騒がせですね。
What was that word you just used?
人騒がせ。
人騒がせ? Cause a commotion?
Troublemaker?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think like he's the center of most troubling problems.
そうですね。
So he's the root cause of the trouble around him. 人騒がせ. Interesting. Actually, comes from the root verb, 騒ぐ. And as he's making people around him loud and causing a commotion, it gets changed to 人騒がせ. Interesting. 勉強になりました. I learned something new today. 人騒がせ.
I guess it was a very big word.
Yeah.
But good word to know.
Definitely.Okay, so on we go. Let's take a look at the vocab first. Remember, pay attention to the pitch accent here. First we have...
どうぞ.
Please. By all means.
どうぞ. どうぞ.
So, rising, falling.
ど is high, and うぞ is low. どうぞ.
どうぞ.
Perfect.
All right.
For the sample sentence, like, コーヒーです。どうぞ.
This is coffee. Please. Here is some coffee. Please.
コーラです。どうぞ.
Here's a Coke. Please. As in, please take it. Please go ahead and drink it.
はい.
Next we have...
ありがとうございます.
And with どうぞ, what comes after it's inferred. If you use this, if you're opening the door for somebody, and you say to them, どうぞ.
はい.
Then it would be inferred, please go ahead. With the drinks, please go ahead and drink. So what comes after is inferred, and can be inferred by the situation. Next we have...
また.
Again, and, also.
また. また.
また.
Rising, going up.
We use this phrase a lot, right? じゃ、また.
じゃ、また.
See you. All right, next we have...
Barney's, New York.
Barney's, New York.
Barney's, New York. Barney's, New York.
And what do we have here with the pitch accent?
That's an English word, so... Barney's, New York.
So Barney's is low to high. Mm-hmm. New York is low, high, low.
Low.
Okay, next we have...
ごめん.
Pardon, I'm sorry.
ごめん. ごめん.
Naomi-sensei, what do we have here?
That's a very casual, I'm sorry.
This is short for...
ごめんなさい.
Next we have...
いくら.
How much?
いくら. いくら.
Followed by...
お客さん.
Customer. Guest.
お客さん. お客さん.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. First we have...
傘です。どうぞ.
Here's an umbrella. Please take it. Literally though, let's take a look at what's going on here. First we have...
傘です.
Umbrella is... The it is inferred. But here, when we translate to English, here is, because the person speaking is passing the umbrella at the same time this is being said. So literally, here is an umbrella, followed by...
どうぞ.
Please take it. Literally, please, but of course, translate as please take it. Next we have...
ありがとうございます.
Thank you.
じゃあまた.
Goodbye. Casual way to say goodbye, じゃあまた. Not for use with your sensei. Again, here we have a customer, so the customer's in the higher social status position. Your sensei can say to you, じゃあまた, but you can't say it to your sensei. This is followed by...
ありがとうございました.
Thank you very much. Now, customer leaves the store, and Fabrizio realizes his umbrella is gone. He doesn't know what happened to it yet, but...
ない. 私の傘. Barney's New York の傘. ない.
My umbrella is gone. My umbrella is not here. Okay. This is going to take a little bit of work. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
ない.
Now, this is the plain negative form of the verb ある.
そうです. Doesn't exist.
The verb ある means to exist. Now, the plain negative ない means to not exist. Now, you're probably more familiar with this verb ある as the polite non-past affirmative あります or the polite non-past negative ありません. In emergency-like situations, and in this case, we can consider losing a $300 umbrella, an emergency, you normally would not use polite Japanese. It's an emergency situation, so we revert back to the plain form. So he's speaking here plain Japanese. Now, inside the PDF, we have a very detailed explanation of how to conjugate this way. But aru is actually an irregular verb. The plain non-past negative of aru is actually conjugated irregularly. So you have to check the PDF for that. But aru becomes nai. So literally, this nai means doesn't exist. So doesn't exist. This is followed by...
私の傘.
Doesn't exist. My umbrella. Now, he's so excited, he broke this into two sentences. Now, if you saw this in a textbook, which will lay everything out for you very nicely, it would come across like this.
私の傘ない.
So the order, my umbrella, would come first, followed by the verb. This is actually closer to English, where the verb precedes what's lost. This is followed by...
バーニーズ・ニューヨークの傘。
Barney's New York's umbrella. And here we're referring to the place where the umbrella was bought.
そうですね。He gave the name of a store.
Yep. In the previous lesson, we referred to the どこの can refer to where an umbrella was bought or what kind of umbrella it is or where it was made. Here, he's talking about the place he bought it because it's actually an Italian designer umbrella. So
yeah.
The one I bought at Barney's. Then this is followed by?
ない.
It's gone. Then we have?
え、あれはファブリツィオの傘ですか?
Oh, that was your umbrella, Fabrizio?
ごめん。
I'm sorry.
いくらですか?
How much is it? So, a quick look at this sentence. We have?
え。
Interjection, huh?
あれ。
That?
は。
Topic marking particle?
Fabrizio.
Fabrizio?
の。
Fabrizio's?
傘。
Umbrella?
です。
Is?
か。
Question? Now, literally, that Fabrizio's umbrella is? That is Fabrizio's umbrella? But in English, it'd be that was because it's gone. That was. So notice that we didn't shift to the past tense here. Now, we could also use the past, but as we're newbie level, we're keeping it nice and simple, clean and simple. But the past here would also be okay. Now, I want to point out here. Notice how we use are, not sore. How come we use are here?
Because no one has his umbrella anymore.
So it's no longer there.
Yeah.
It's getting further and further away.
Yeah.
だからあれですね。
So then she realizes the mistake and says,
ごめん。
I'm sorry.
いくらですか?
How much was it? Followed by?
28,000 yen.
28,000 yen.
28,000 yen?
Yeah, kind of slowly in disbelief. So, quite an interesting little story here. We kind of got your feet wet with the plain form. Up until now, we've been working on polite Japanese, which is what you'll primarily use this level when you're speaking with your teachers and people who are not that close to you. But in Japanese, when you speak with your friends or people who are very close with you, you'll switch to another form of Japanese. And today, we kind of introduced that. For more about this, check out the PDF because we could spend a long, long time on this. And one more thing I want to point out here, and it has to do, again, we went over this in the past, but I just want to reinforce it here and make sure you really get a grasp of this. Now, the phrase, that is Fabrizio's umbrella? That is your umbrella, Fabrizio? Can you give us that sentence one more time?
あれはファブリツィオの傘ですか?
That is Fabrizio's umbrella? It's a question. Is that Fabrizio's umbrella? Now, if we take the ka off the end, we have?
あれはファブリツィオの傘です。
That is Fabrizio's umbrella. So that ka at the end of the sentence makes the difference between a question and a statement. And it's quite important for you to realize that the order doesn't change. It's just that ka. Now in English, we change the order. So in Japanese, it's just the ka at the end.
Very easy.
Very easy. Okay, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF, Inside the Learning Center, things to reinforce it. And of course, the bonus track. You don't want to miss this bonus track. And again, all feedback is welcome.That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
じゃあまた。
傘です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。じゃあまた。
ありがとうございました。ない。私の傘。バニーズニューヨークの傘。ない。
え?あれはファブリッツィオの傘ですか?ごめん、いくらですか?
28,000円。
28,000円?